Hello and welcome to the Economic Heartbeat. Today we will be discussing the Bank of Canada warning of potential interest rate increases and the risks of mortgage debt, as well as the economic recovery taking place in the United States. Starting off with our first topic, according to Bay Street, the Governor of the Bank of Canada, Tiff McClem, warns that increasing mortgage debt and home costs are unsustainable because of future possible interest rate increases. Moreover, he is quoted as saying that it is important to understand that the recent rapid increases in home prices are not normal, and that counting on ever higher house prices to build home equity that can be used to refinance mortgages in the future is a bad idea. This comes after Canada has seen dramatically increasing home costs during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to CTV News, data by the Canadian Real Estate Association displays a 25% increase in average market home costs from February 2020 to February 2021. Currently, the record low interest rates have encouraged home buyers to take on more debt, with the amount of debt compared to borrowers' income also being rather large. It remains to be seen whether the current housing market trends are sustainable and how they will impact the economy overall. On to our second topic. According to Reuters, the economic recovery of the United States from the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The first quarter of 2021 has seen the fastest economic growth in the U.S. since the third quarter of 2003. The U.S. has also reached a 14-month low on jobless claims for state unemployment benefits, dipping down to just 460,000 seasonally adjusted claims for the week that ended May 22nd. This is the lowest since the middle of March in 2020. There also exists increasing demand for workers as the economy reopens. Businesses like restaurants and factories are desperately seeking to hire new workers and seem unable to fill all of their job openings. This has resulted in some calling the current situation a labor shortage. However, there still remain 10 million unemployed Americans. Some politicians claim that this labor shortage exists due to overly generous unemployment benefits incentivizing potential workers not to return to the job market. Other critics of this idea state that the employers are not doing enough to attract workers considering the current situation. Low wages that do not match the cost of living, poor working conditions, and low safety standards, especially during the pandemic, are the real factors, say the critics. That ends this episode of The Economic Heartbeat. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more analysis and discussion of economic and financial news in the future.